Welcome to the Yoga Nidra. And before we start the actual Yoga Nidra practice itself, there are a few things that I'd like to explain to you just to help you get the best possible results from the practice. The practice starts with about 5 minutes of relaxation, which you should find very useful in terms of helping you adjust to whatever you were doing before this practice and getting yourself into a nice, calm, and relaxed state. And then after that first 5 minutes, I'm going to be asking you to make what we call a Sankalpa. Now, the word Sankalpa is a Sanskrit word, and it actually means resolution. And so when you get to that point in the practice and you're thinking about making some kind of resolution, some kind of Sankalpa, I'd like you really to think about what that Sankalpa might be. Now, I always suggest to people that when you make a Sankalpa, consider something that's has quite a big impact on your life. So rather than something very specific about what you might want to do tomorrow or next week or even next month, consider something that's on a slightly larger scale, something that's really about the bigger picture, something that's about how you would like to move in your life in some kind of positive direction. And make sure when you make this Sankalpa, it's a resolution that you're happy to continue to commit to over a considerable length of time, so that each time you practice Yoga Nidra, it would be beneficial to continue with the same Sankalpa. The consistency and the continuity with a Sankalpa is very important. There isn't any great value in changing the Sankalpa from one day to the next. So think about what your Sankalpa is, think about the big picture, think about something you can commit to and repeat in your Yoga Nidra practice over a period of time. And one other important piece of information on making a useful Sankalpa is ensuring that when you state it, it's stated in positive terms. So rather than saying that I'm going to stop doing this or I'm going to stop feeling that, you know, consider reframing that, consider rewording that in such a way that it's stating what you are going to do, it's stating what you are going to feel. So it's good to avoid words like not and stop or cease or whatever. It's better to use words that are framed in a positive direction. And finally, when you're considering your Sankalpa, consider using words that put you very much in the centre of the frame. Now, what I mean by that is a Sankalpa is useful if it actually involves you. So rather than making a Sankalpa that somehow depends upon things outside of you happening to you, a valuable Sankalpa is a Sankalpa that states what you are going to do or what you are going to feel or the changes that you are going to make. So it's about you having control over this. It's about you acknowledging your responsibility in this process. Now, with the Sankalpa, we work with it just twice in the Yoga Nidra practice. We start at the very, very beginning after relaxation with repeating the Sankalpa just a few times in your mind quietly to yourself. And then you continue with the full Yoga Nidra practice. We don't really then refer to the Sankalpa again until the very end of the practice. In fact, the last few moments you will hear me ask you once again to repeat your Sankalpa quietly to yourself in your mind. And those are the only two times really that I'll be asking you to focus on the Sankalpa. It's believed in this practice in Yoga Nidra that that's actually sufficient, because during the whole practice, although your conscious attention will be focused on many other things as I talk you through some very useful exercises that help you meditate, that help you move into that state that we call Yoga Nidra, that all the time we're doing that, undoubtedly, there's a part of your unconscious mind that's already processing your Sankalpa. And because one of the aims of Yoga Nidra is to move into what we call a state of pure consciousness, this is why there's such a value to using a Sankalpa. Because it's believed in this state of pure consciousness, there's a kind of a superior level of consciousness that's working at that stage. And so it's very valuable to have already had some understanding of what you're wanting your pure consciousness to do on your behalf. So you can see that by setting up the Sankalpa at the beginning and by reminding yourself of that Sankalpa at the very end, you're already actively involving yourself in the work of your pure consciousness. And in a way, you could consider this whole practice is really about pure consciousness. In fact, many people would say that the practice of yoga, whether it be asana, whether it be pranayama, whatever form of yoga you may be engaging with, but in the end, I guess all these practices, to some extent, are really focusing on developing pure consciousness. So that should be enough information for you right now to feel well prepared to work with the Sankalpa. The rest of the instructions I'll be giving to you during the actual practice itself. And all you have to do really is just follow those instructions very carefully. And I'm sure that you will find that as long as you follow the directions and the suggestions that I give to you, as long as you pay close attention to what I'm saying and really focus and concentrate in that way, that you will find that it will be very natural for you to move into a very deep level of relaxation and then even further into what I can best describe as a sense of pure consciousness. Okay, so in a few moments you will hear me begin the instructions for you to practice what we call Yoga Nidra.